You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon, the 9th day of February. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day joins us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions around the planet. Where would you like to start today, Don?
Well, let's start across the U.S., where we're going to continue to see the Midwest and the central and eastern part of the nation still very, very chilly and very wintry here for another good week or so.
And once we get through that process, do we warm up?
Well, we will. And I think the warm up will be followed probably by another colder weather pattern again towards the end of the month. But I do see a bit of a break from the cold, but it's probably a good solid week away before it gets here.
And what happens between then and now?
Well, between now and then, we are going to continue to have some opportunities for winter weather in the form of what will be some snow. I think at least from the Midwest and Corn Belt standpoint, any snow chances between now and Saturday, pretty meager, but there will be some flurries in the cold air. But as we get into Sunday and Monday of next week, an area of light to moderate snow will cover most of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and could even see some ice and snow in the far southeastern areas of the U.S.
Let's turn your attention to South America, where the soybean crop in Argentina and Brazil would both be in the midst of really setting pods and getting itself situated for the coming harvest, which for most of them will be somewhere between, 30 and 45 days away, I would think, still?
Yeah, and right now, I would say from what we're looking at across both the key growing areas of Argentina and Brazil, that we're looking at a fairly temperate weather pattern in terms of good chances for precipitation. When it comes to temperature conditions across those growing areas, it'll be Argentina. If there's going to be areas that may be stressed, while rain chances don't look bad, Argentina is going to be pretty hot. Brazil, temperature is much more moderate, much more temperate.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this 9th day of February to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. You can hear him again, all of our weather reports again, in fact, if you'd like, on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Just look for the PM weather over in the menu. That's either on the right-hand side of the page or potentially the bottom of the page, depending on how wide you have that website opened up as a window on your laptop and or on your iOS or Android device. Looking forward to having you, by the way, at our all-day agricultural outlook. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You can buy your tickets online too, willag.org. Buy as many tickets as you like. They're just $30 a piece, but don't wait because these go really quickly. We'll have probably somewhere around 300, maybe a bit more than that, folks in the room over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, and we'll get those tickets sold really quickly. So get online right now at willag.org and buy your tickets, or if you want, you can just call this number. It's an 800 number. It's 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065 to buy your tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You have a great afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.